wonderful soprano Lauren Margeson singing Come Scoglio as a rock from Così fan tutte by Mozart. And Lauren joins us this morning, but also I want to tell you a little bit about before we say hello to Lauren. We're delighted to welcome one of Canada's most exciting emerging sopranos, Lauren Margeson. With a voice that's been praised for its range, warmth, and dramatic power, Lauren's quickly making her mark on international stages. She was recently named the 2025 winner of the Elizabeth Connell Prize International Singing Competition, and in 2024, she received a prestigious Sullivan Foundation Award. Just this past season, she returned to the main stage of Opéra de Montréal to critical acclaim as Mimi in La Bohème, and debuted the title role of Alceste with Toronto's Opera and Concert. Lauren joins us today ahead of a very special concert this Saturday evening, August 2nd at 7:30 p.m. at Kerner Hall, a genre-spanning recital of classical, jazz, and pop favorites presented in collaboration with the International Congress of Voice Teachers. The Congress is a global gathering of pedagogues, performers, and researchers dedicated to the art and science of singing. And Lauren has been invited as a featured performer. It's a real honor and a wonderful recognition of her talent and trajectory. We're thrilled to have her with us this morning. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I am well. Thank you so much for having me.
Good. Oh, it's our absolute... Thank you so much for driving in from Stouffville. Good Lord. And the night before, you drove in from Gravenhurst because...
From Halliburton.
Yep. Because you were at your parents. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah. Yeah, Highlands Opera Studio. It's the company that my mother, Valerie Quinca, and father, Richard Margeson, run. And we just had our first day yesterday, so I was there for the meet and greet, and then hopped in the car to drive back to Stouffville.
Wow. Will you actually sing there?
I will, yeah, absolutely. I'll be part of some concerts. I'm also the social media manager. I am...
Good for you.
You know, try to help out, drive people to and from the airport when I need to.
Right.
Just family-run business.
You
got to do the things you got to do.
You sure do. Just like here, we all wear several hats.
Yeah.
So congratulations on the Elizabeth Connell Prize and the Audience Prize to boot. Wow.
Thank you so much.
And so how did that victory feel? And what doors have opened for you since then? Now, this was in London, right?
Yes.
Yes.
It was such an incredibly exciting victory. Elizabeth Connell is a soprano I've admired for all my life, and one whose memory and legacy live on through this incredible award that is so helpful for so many young mezzos and sopranos. Honestly, when they announced my name as the winner, it was one of those moments that I'll never forget. Mm-hmm. It's definitely become a core memory now. Mm-hmm. And just to have the recognition of the audience on top of that was... the cherry on top.
It really is, isn't it?
It really is.
Sending you all that love.
Exactly.
You bet. Now, earlier this year, when you won the Sullivan Award, that's a prize that's known for transforming early careers. How have you made use of that?
Yes, absolutely. One of the most incredible things about the Sullivan Foundation Award is not only the prestige of it and the initial cash prize, but you have 5 years of... basically, you're allowed to write grants to them, and they will give you money towards coaching to prepare a role or a work that you're doing with orchestra for 5 full years. So it's really an incredible, it's a gift that keeps on giving.
Fantastic. Yeah. Now, with whom are you studying right now?
Right now, I study with my father.
I was just going to ask
you that.
That would have been the next thing.
He's my main teacher. I also, I've studied with Rosemary Landry.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, and, but... my father's been my teacher for I'd say the longest time.
Isn't that great? You can just reach out and save a ton of money.
Yeah. I still pay him. Yeah, I do.
Oh,
I do.
Good
I do.
For you.
Not always. If we have something that kind of turns into a lesson, then no. But no, I do try to pay him what he's worth.
Well, you just in the few times that I performed with Richard doing Verdi, he was a wonderful teacher, almost just by being on stage together and looking at me.
Yeah.
Especially because he was so used to singing Verdi.
Absolutely.
So that when I was just, you know, it was just this effervescence and this gorgeous legato line that he has in his singing. Yeah. So what particular things stand out for you that you learn from your dad?
Oh, well, like you said, line, the commitment to text, everything. I mean, I'm I am biased, I must say, but his track record also speaks for itself.
Absolutely.
And he really is such... Now his championing of young artists, I think, is also something that speaks to his character. And character is such an important thing in this business, and
sure.
just really integrity and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And I really think that all of those things go into what makes him such a great musician and
yes.
now such a great teacher.
And it's amazing to me that you even sing for him, you know, because that's a very vulnerable act.
Yeah,
it
really
and
is.
And also for him, well, he would have an extraordinary empathy,
mm-hmm.
being the wonderful singer that he is.
Yeah, but no, it is very interesting because I find that he will catch things that I do that maybe aren't the best thing mm-hmm. for my voice, but because he would do the same things in those instances, he can kind of catch me when I'm trying to take a shortcut to something. And he catches them very quickly because he's like, that would be my instinct.
Right. Careful.
Yeah,
careful.
Exactly.
Well, good
exactly.
for you for having the courage to work with him.
Yeah,
my goodness.
Absolutely.
Now, your recital at Kerner Hall as the guest of the International Congress of Voice Teachers, it spans classical, jazz, and pop favorites. So what guided you to your repertoire choices, and how do you balance those different styles in a performance?
Oh, great question. Well, the choices came simply from me choosing things that I love. At the end of the day, I picked my favorite arias, I picked my favorite songs, and I think that's such an important part of what we do is the love that we bring to it.
Yeah.
And so I picked things that I love listening to, I love performing, and in terms of balancing it, I put the classical in the first half and then the more musical theater and jazz in the latter half. And for me, I find that I'm then able to kind of slot into the more belting qualities that I use.
Uh-huh.
But healthy singing is healthy singing, and I don't think that we should be limited to one genre or the other. So I'm really excited to do this program that combines all of my musical loves.
And do you find that, I mean, it's sort of, how do you, isn't it just about, I know that your voice is very true, it's very pure, it's very consistent, and, but do you find that, okay, if I was on stage and I knew I was going to sing Come Scoglio,
yeah.
and then I was going to sing a pop aria or a pop song,
yeah.
You know, like Taylor Swift or something
yeah.
like that, I'd really have to get the mindset going.
Absolutely.
Even though I love it and I'd be sincere, do you find that that's how you approach it?
I try to be as present as humanly possible with each aria that I perform, so I'm not always thinking about what's kind of coming after the break. As soon as the intermission happens,
okay.
I will definitely kind of get into that slightly altered mindset,
mm-hmm.
And just work, try to belt some notes,
mm-hmm.
and do like a warm-up that just stretches my chest voice
mm-hmm,
a
mm-hmm.
little bit more and focuses on that.
Well, let's talk about your collaborator. Who's playing for you?
Yeah, in the first half, it'll be Timothy Chung, fantastic pianist. He's gone through the COC ensemble a bit before I did. And he's wonderful.
Marvelous.
And in the next half, it's another phenomenal pianist and arranger. Jason Gestat will be on piano.
Okay, okay.
And he's got a band. That,
oh.
Yeah, so it's really going to be quite a special evening, I think.
Yeah, well, yeah. So it is great that you've got an intermission in between the rep.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Because, yeah, good for you. That's that makes so much sense.
Yeah.
And it's probably sold out, but I'm going to try and get a ticket. Because I really got to go. You know, there's just no question about that. I sort of feel like you're my daughter, you know.
I know.
You know?
I know. I know. It's been so long. We've known each other for so many years.
Coming over to your place and playing with this little girl. And
exactly.
all of a sudden, I hear this. We played this aria, the Come Scoglio, this morning. And I went, holy smokes. I just, absolutely. That was the first time I've ever heard you.
Oh, wow.
So I'm so excited for you, Lauren.
Listen,
people, you're going to want to follow this voice and this beautiful woman, because she's got something to say. So, Lauren, I want to thank you so much for coming in today. And you've got your concert this Saturday night at Kerner Hall at 7:30. It's presented in collaboration with the International Congress of Voice Teachers. Thanks so much for joining us, and all the best. Have a lot of fun.
Thank you.